Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member of Avram Goldhar, and today we're Sechus Tainas, Daf Chaf Hei, the third parak, Seder Tanyos. So the three tops are going to focus on number one. The Gemara recounts a number of incidents about Rav Chanina ben Dosa's poverty. His wife would throw a substance into her oven to produce smoke because she was embarrassed that she had nothing to bake for Shabbos. One time, when a suspecting neighbor went to check what was producing all the smoke, she discovered the oven was full of bread and the kneading bowl was full of dough. When she called Rav Chanina's wife to quickly get a shovel before the bread burned, Rav Chanina's wife said she was already in the midst of doing that. A Tana taught that she was actually bringing a shovel because she was accustomed that miracles happened for her. Another time, Rav Chanina's wife asked him to daven for rachamim to get out of poverty, and a hand came down from Shemaim with a golden leg. She then had a dream that in the future the tzaddikim will be eating at a table with three legs, and they'll be eating at a table with only two legs. She didn't like the idea of eating at a flat table, and told Rav Chanina to have the golden leg returned. And then once, when his daughter was distraught that she poured vinegar into the Shabbos lamps, he told her it does not make a difference. Misha amr l'shem v'yidlok, hu yomr l'chometz v'yidlok. He who told the oil to burn, he can tell the vinegar to burn as well. Point number two, it once happened during a drought that Rebbe Eliezer went down before the Aron on a fast day and recited the 24 brachas but was not answered. Then Rabbi Kiva went down after him and said, Avinu malkeinu einonu melech ela ata, our father, our king, we have no other king besides you. Avinu malkeinu ma'ancha, rachem aleinu, our father, our king, for your sake, have mercy on us. The rain started to fall, and the rabbi started whispering against Rabbi Eliezer that he was not as great as Rabbi Akiva. Then a bas kol came out and said, it's not because this one is greater than that one. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. And point number three, when Shmuel Katan decreed at Tainus, and the rains fell before sunrise, the people thought it was a shevach to them, that they were answered so quickly. He told them that this is not the case. Rather, it's likened to a servant who wants to come to beseech his master, and the master says to a shaliach, Tnulo val eshma kolo, give him what he's asking for, so I don't have to hear him beseeching me. When Shmuel Katan proclaimed another fast, and the rains fell after sunset, the people assumed that it was a shevach to them, since it indicates that Hashem did want to hear their tefillahs. He said to him that this is not the case. Rather, it's like the master who says to a shaliach regarding a servant that is beseeching him, Amtinu ad shismak meg v'yitzta'er v'achukach tnulo. Wait before giving him so that he's shamed and pained, and then afterwards give him what he's asking for. According to Shmuel Katan, shevach to the community is when the shulach tzibur says, Mashi baruch, and the winds blow immediately, and when he says, Morita geshem, and the rains fall immediately. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara recounts a number of incidents about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa's poverty. His wife would throw a substance into her oven that produced smoke because she was embarrassed that she had nothing to bake for Shabbos. One time, when a suspecting neighbor went to check what's producing all the smoke, she discovered that the oven was full of bread and the kneading bowl was full of dough. When she called Rabbi Chanina's wife to quickly get a shovel before the bread burned, Rabbi Chanina's wife said she was already in the midst of doing that. A tongue taught that she was actually bringing a shovel because she was accustomed that miracles happened for her. Another time, Rav Chanina's wife asked him to daven for rachamim to get out of poverty, and a hand came down from Shamayim with a golden leg. She then had a dream that in the future, the tzaddikim will be eating at a table with three legs, and they'll be eating at a table with only two legs. So she didn't like the idea of eating at a flawed table, so she told Rav Chanina to have the golden leg returned. Once, when his daughter was distraught that she poured vinegar into the Shabbos lamps instead of oil, he told her it does not make a difference. Misha amr l'shem v'yidlok, hu yomr l'chometz v'yidlok. He who told the oil to burn, he can tell the vinegar to burn as well. Point number two, once happened during a drought, the Rebbe Eliezer went down before the Aron on a fast day and recited the 24 brachas, but wasn't answered. Rabbi Kiva went down after him and said, Avinu malkeinu einlanu melech ela ata, our father, our king, we have no other king besides you. Avinu malkeinu amancha rachim aleinu, our father, our king, for your sake, have rachamim on us. The rain started to fall, and the rabbi started whispering against Rabbi Eliezer that he was not as great as Rabbi Kiva. Then a bas kol came and said, it's not because this one is greater than that one. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Kiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. And point number three, when Shmuel Katan decreed at Tainus, and the rains fell before sunrise, the people thought it was a shevach to them that they were answered so quickly. He told them that this is not the case. Rather, it's likened to a servant who wants to come to beseech his master, and the master says to a shaliach, Tnulo ba'al eshma kola, give him what he's asking for so I don't have to hear him beseeching me. When Shmuel Katan proclaimed another fast, and the rains fell after sunset, the people assumed it was a shevach to them, since it indicates that a Kodesh Baruch Hu did want to hear their tefillahs. Shmuel Katan said that this is not the case. Rather, it's like a master who says to a shaliach regarding a servant that is beseeching him, wait before giving him so that he's shamed and pained, and then afterwards give him what he's asking for. According to Shmuel Katan, shevach to the community is when the shaliach tzibur says, Amashi baruch, and the winds blow immediately, and when he says, Umarita geshem, and the rains fall immediately. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chaf Hei, and our standard simmon is a silver anniversary. a 25th year anniversary, silver anniversary. So here goes. The silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food or after a long delay after they begged them and apologized for making noise. All right, so once again in slow motion. The silver anniversary party, that must be more duff. Cafe. The silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, which reminds us that the Gemara recounts incidents of Rabbi Chanina Mendoza's poverty with the bread miraculously being produced in the oven, the golden leg that came down from Shemayim that they returned since it meant that in the future they'd be sitting at a two-legged table, and the story of his daughter who used vinegar instead of oil for Shabbos lech. So the silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, which reminds us that the Buskel explained the reason Rabbi Akiva was the answer when he dumped rain and Rabbi Yezer was not because this one is greater than that one. Ella, Shazem Mavri Amidosa Vizet Inu Mavri Amidosa. Rather, it's because this one, referring to Rabbi Akiva, is a forgiving person, and this one, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, is not. So, this summer anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food, or, after a long delay, after they begged them and apologized for making noise. Which reminds us that Shmuel Katan explained to the people that being answered with rainfall the day of Atinus, either before sunrise or delayed after Shki, is not a Shevach to them. It's only a Shevach when the Shulik Sibar says Mashiva Ruach, and the winds blow immediately, and then he says Umurida Geshem, and the rains fall immediately. So once again, this silver anniversary party was a disaster when the husband and wife were seated at the only table with two legs, and the caterer, who was not a forgiving person, told the waiters to feed the kids before they whined for food or after a long delay after they begged him and apologized for making noise. All right, now it's time for a four-blot back chazara. Daf Chafalv. So the Simmer Daf Chafalv is a car which Bostonians pronounce as Ka. So here goes. The Ka, that must be more Daf Chafalv. The Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the Beis Midrash, which reminds us that the Gemara tells the story of Rabbi Yochanan and Ilpa who were impoverished and left the Beis Midrash to pursue a parnasa, and the Rabbi Yochanan overheard a conversation between two malachim where one suggested that they push down a dilapidated wall and kill them since they're leaving Chaye Olam for Chaye Shah. When Rabbi Yochanan heard the other malach say that one of them was destined for greatness, and Elpha was not aware of the conversation between them, he took it as a sign he should return, and he ended up becoming the Rosh Hashiva. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the Beis Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles, which reminds us, the Gemara brings an example where Nachum Ish Gamzu was called by that name with the story of giving the treasure box of dirt to Caesar and how the dirt became missiles that helped Caesar win a war. So the Ka that picked up the rabbi by the dilapidated wall to take him back to the Beis Midrash and drove through an intense battle where dirt was being launched as missiles made it safely to the town that was so honored by the rabbi's presence. Which reminds us, Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda asked Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak to come to live in his town, which was more prominent than where he lived. He replied that he learned in a brayso where Yossi says, "L'makomo shel ad mechabdo, el ad mechabed es makomo." It's not a person's place that gives him honor, rather it's the person who gives honor to his place. We see examples of this with the Shechina by Har Sinai, and when the Ohol Moed leaves to a new location. Daf Chav Beis, the Simmer Daf Chav Beis is a cab, so here goes. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard, wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, held down a comedy cab. Cab, that must be more Daf Chav Beis. The Ben Olam Haba jail guard, wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, held down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, which reminds us that Eliyahu pointed out to Rabbi Brocha Chozah that the people in the Shuk, destined for Olam Haba, was a Jewish jail guard wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, who helped protect Jewish girls in prison and would alert the Rabbanah when the Nachrim plotted against the Jewish people, as well as two Badchanim that cheered people up and tried to bring shalom when people were fighting. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard, wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, held down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, which reminds us that when the Mishnah mentioned that fasting is instituted al kherev, it was referring to even non-hostile armies passing through the land. The Gemara brings the story of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, who made a mistake and did not let Paranachol come through the land on his way to battle with Ashur, and Yoshiyahu was subsequently killed. So the Ben Olam Haba jail guard, wearing black shoes and no tzitzis, hailed down a comedy cab, driven by a comedian, just as a peaceful army marched by, carrying a man who's too weak from fasting, which reminds us that it's Malchokas whether a Yachid should take upon himself to fast. Rabbi Yossi says that an individual may not afflict himself by fasting, for perhaps he will need the help of others and they will not have pity on him. Rashi explains that he might not have the strength to make a parnasa. Daf Chaf Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The former Kugelach champ, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chaf Gimel. The former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 7 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, which reminds us of the mice with Choni Amago when he fell asleep for 70 years. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, which reminds us of the mice with Abba Chilkio, a grandson of Choni Amago, when he came back from the field and was observed doing strange things, and then he went up to the roof with his wife to daven for rain. And the two reasons he gave why his wife was answered first, either because she's a woman who's typically at home, so when she gives to the poor, they come, she gives them food, and they benefit from it immediately. When he gives money, they have to go first and buy food. Alternatively, she was answered first because she davened that these boors in their neighborhood do tshuva, which they did, whereas he davened that they should die. So the former Kugelach champ who fell asleep for 70 years and wasn't recognized by the current competitors, who were playing up on a roof near a woman davening for rain, was surrounded by children grabbing the hem of his garment and saying to him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, which reminds him of the schoolchildren who were sent to Chanan HaNechba, another grandson of Choni Amago, to grab onto his hem and ask him, Abba, Abba, give us rain, in order to soften his heart and increase his kavana in his tefillahs to bring rain. Daf Chaf Dalet, so the Sim Daf Chaf Dalet is a pitcher, a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher, pitcher. That must be more daf chav dalet, kud, pitcher. The rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced, which reminds us of Rabbi Yossi of Yukras, who was very strict with his son when his son miraculously produced figs for his father's workers when they were not in season. And he was also harsh on his daughter when he discovered a man who was desirous of her. So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to his seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, which reminds us that Rabbi explained that although Rabbi Yehuda's generation was only proficient, really in seder Nezikin, whereas Rabbi's generation was skilled in all six Sedarim, when Rabbi Yehuda would take off one shoe as a display of suffering, the rains would come, whereas they would cry out all day in Tefillah and get no response. So Rabbi concluded that what can the leaders of the generation do when the people of their generation are acting improperly? So the rabbi's son filled his pitcher with dates he miraculously produced and brought them to a seder Nezikin Rebbe, who brought the rain by taking off one shoe, who typically ate one cup of carobs from week to week. Which reminds us, the beginning on this stuff and continuing on the next one, the Gemara brings a number of stories about Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. Rabbi Yehuda said, in the name of Rav, b'chol yom bas kol yotzitz ve'omeretz, every day, a bas kol goes out and says, kolom kolom nizom b'shvil Chanina beni, the entire world is sustained due to Chanina my son, v'chanina beni di'al b'kav charuvi me'erv Shabbos le'erv Shabbos. And Chanina my son is sustained on one cup of carobs from one erev Shabbos to the next. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.